Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
What supplements and vitamins do you need to ensure the healthiest pregnancy, and which ones can actually possibly harm your unborn baby? My guest is Dr. Maish Saibal. Tell us a little bit about pregnancy and the things that might possibly damage your pregnancy, because there's so many supplements on the market now that people don't know what to take and what could be really dangerous.
Well, it's a big problem because about 90% of women are going to take something during their pregnancy that's just an over-the-counter medication. And according to the Centers for Disease Control, about 70% are going to take some kind of medication. So there's so many people taking things. Basically, in pregnancy, the baby's in a protected place. There's a placenta that separates the mother from the baby. But certain things that we take can pass through. And so, in general, you want to try and take as little as possible when you're pregnant, unless you absolutely need it. And I would say at the beginning, anybody who's pregnant should talk with their doctor before taking anything. The things that are really important to take are the prenatal vitamins, because as many as 40% of people, 40% of women are going to be a little bit deficient on their folic acid. And folic acid is a very important B vitamin that's responsible for many things. But in pregnancy, it helps prevent the neural tube defects. Those are those problems where the spinal column doesn't close. And a lot of times you have to start taking those even before you're pregnant. So you might want to, if you're thinking about having a baby, begin on a prenatal vitamin or at least a multivitamin so you're getting that folic acid in you.
So, you know, and in the day, Dr. Saibal, people didn't even really know about folic acid. Now it's recommended even when you think you want to start getting pregnant.
Absolutely, because so many people are deficient in it that if you don't have it on board when you conceive, then you might take several weeks to a month to build it up, and then the baby would be exposed during those formative weeks.
And how much is typically in a prenatal vitamin?
At least 400 micrograms, up to 800 in a prenatal vitamin.
Okay, so we know we get our prenatals, and I've been pregnant a couple times, so I know, and I had to take it. And what else, if we are going to be taking something before we get to what we shouldn't be around, what else should we be doing?
Well, the second thing I think is very important is iron, because you're going to be building quite a bit of extra blood in your body because you're going to have more blood. Your baby's going to require a whole blood system, so you've got to build all that blood, and it's important to make sure that you get enough iron. And most of the time that's going to come, it can of course come from foods, but you want to get that, as prenatal vitamins usually contain extra iron in it. And that helps to build up your blood. So the second thing would be iron that you take as a supplement. And the third thing that I think is really important is calcium. And that's because the baby is going to be making the baby's own bone system. And at this point in time, the baby's only source of nutrition is the mom. And so if women don't have enough calcium coming into them, the baby's going to take it from the mom's bones, and that can cause the woman to have weaker bones. It can cause her teeth to get poor, and she can have problems with tooth loss later on because she's losing calcium, and those teeth are just bones. So those three things are really essential.
Folic acid, calcium, and iron are our most essential things. Now, what about supplements out there that we should avoid? Because I know that I was told essential oils, certain essential oils like basil and marjoram, thyme, were actually really dangerous. And then there's oral supplements people take, fish oil, you know, they take extra vitamin D, they just take all echinacea, all of these things. Are any of those real big no-nos?
Well, I think that we're in a challenging time right now in terms of the fish oil and fish in general, because we do know that the those are good for brain development, fish oil and eating fish and so forth. And we've got to balance all that with getting too much of the mercury that's with the fish. So fish oil is something that if it's a pure fish oil, it could probably be a good thing to take. But I would avoid all of the herbs during pregnancy unless there's some real reason that you need to take them, because there's always the risk that you're not only getting the herbs that you get, but sometimes herbs can be tainted with other things in the manufacturing process or the way they were collected. So I would just be cautious about any herbs other than that.
Now, what about medications? If you're on high blood pressure medication, you keep taking that while you're pregnant?
You know, everything is a benefit and a risk. And there are many, many people who are on high blood pressure medication, and they're going to have to keep taking these medications while they're during their pregnancy, because pregnancy is going to increase your blood vascular problem volume, and that can lead to even more high blood pressure. So people are going to have to control it. Your doctor may switch one for another, and those keep changing. But it's important to talk with your healthcare provider. And if you're on a prescription, I definitely would keep taking it. And early on, talk about that, because things like anti-seizure medications, heart medications, blood pressure medications, many people are going to have to stay on these throughout their pregnancy. Mental health medications, things for depression or for other kinds of problems. It's always a risk and a benefit, and the woman's got to always weigh the benefits of herself staying well and her mood staying well and her body staying well against the slight possibility that it could be harm to the baby, because if the mother gets really off or sick, that's not going to be helpful at all.
And those are meds that you have to take. What about the meds that sometimes we just take? If you're pregnant and you get the flu or you get a cold, you know, can you take, I don't know, you know, Benadryl? Can you take Tylenol or Motrin? Which one is better? Tell us a little bit about some of the over-the-counters that we might encounter during pregnancy.
Well, if you get the flu, the most important thing is to stay hydrated. So water is a great thing. Most people, most doctors believe that Benadryl is, or diphenhydramine is the generic, is a safe thing to take. Things like Robitussin, which is a cough medicine, or at least a cough over-the-counter product, that type of product seems to be okay to take. And I think that it's important to take what you need. The things that you don't want to take is like Sudafedrin, any of those things, because the Benadryl or that type of a supplement is an antihistamine, whereas the pseudoephedrin are things that constrict blood vessels, and that's how they dry up the nose, and that can be bad for the placenta. So we don't want to be taking anything that's a pseudoephedrin during pregnancy.
Do you have a desired between Tylenol, ibuprofen, and or acetaminophen?
I think Tylenol's been used a long time, although it's been safe, although the other ones are, if they're used in small amounts, if a woman has a headache or things that she needs to take medications for, I think those are probably fine too.
In just the last 30 seconds or so, Dr. Seibel, give us your best advice for medication supplements during pregnancy.
The best advice is to eat healthy, start off the pregnancy or in anticipation of pregnancy with getting your multivitamin or a folic acid, iron and calcium, and get most of your pharmacia from your foods that you eat, and don't take anything without checking with your doctor.
Well, that's the greatest advice. And remember, he said folic acid, calcium, and iron were all very important to take. And try and get as many of your vitamins from the food you eat. Healthy eating and exercise during pregnancy, that's the way to go. Stay tuned for more Radio MD. You're listening to Staying Well. I'm Melanie Cole.